Using gerrymandering, voter suppression, and other nefarious tactics, the Republican Party has manipulated our electoral system to maintain as much control as possible despite being a party in the minority. Liberal Dan Radio seeks to change that, and I need your help in doing so. Liberal Dan Radio has partnered with Levelfield to help us use tools that are typically only available to big money donors. When you go to stopthecoup.liberaldan.com and make your contribution, it will encourage other voters to reach out to their legislators to pass legislation to stop gerrymandering and voter suppression, and target elected officials who refuse to protect the vote. Every eligible voter should be able to cast a ballot, and that ballot should have the same power as everyone else. I can't do this alone. I need your help. So please go to stopthecoup.liberaldan.com and make your contribution today. That's stopthecoup.liberaldan.com. stopthecoup.liberaldan.com. Political advertising paid for by Levelfield. Contributions are not tax deductible as charitable contributions.
To join the conversation, it's area code 914-803-4131. That is 914-803-4131. If you're listening live on Blog Talk Radio, to sign in with your free blogtalkradio.com account, just go to the episode page on blogtalkradio.com/liberaldan, and you can find the chat room down at the bottom of the page, and you can leave comments there. If you're watching live on YouTube, you can also sign in with your YouTube account and leave your comments there as well. And remember, if you're watching on YouTube, to like the video and to share it with everyone else. Let's have more people coming into the chat. I'd love to see much more. Like last week, we had a lot of chat in, going on in the chat. Now, a lot of it was kind of a back and forth between two people, but you know, it's better to have lots of interaction between people than none whatsoever. So if you haven't subscribed yet, please remember to subscribe to the channel and remember to like the video as well. And finally, if you're listening after the live broadcast, you can always leave your comments, questions, concerns, et cetera, on the show thread at liberaldan.com, on facebook.com/liberaldan, or at liberaldanradio on Twitter, or on YouTube. Go to the video page, and you can leave your comments there. Got a bunch of stuff to talk about today. I didn't really plot out any headlines this week. If you would like to sponsor the headlines bit or Words of Redneck Wisdom, Hypocrite of the Week, you can do so. You can buy commercial advertising, or you can just simply support the show with Liberal Dan Radio Patreon. Go to liberaldan.com, or patreon.liberaldan.com, or patreon.com/liberaldan. Either way gets you there, and you can contribute to the podcast as little as $3. But you, if you spend more, you could, you know, become a member of the. We have a Discord that we're going to try and spit up sometime soon. Maybe use that a little more often. We'll have. People who are contributing at the $10 level or above, who are not buying advertising, will get to have perhaps, you know, a little bit of say. Like, if I give them options and I'll say, hey, nobody wants to see this or that, I'll give them a little bit of input on what they want to see, what they want to hear on the show. Finally, and if you're, again, if you want to just if you have a commercial business that you want to sponsor, you could always just sign up and get one of the ads there as well. The more money I get, the more support I get, the more I want to put into the show, and the more I want to make it even better. I mean, I do it because I love it, but if I get the support, I'll do even more. I can, you know, advertise more and advertise the fact that we could potentially be seeing guests like Hal Sparks on at least once a month because he's becoming a friend of the show, and I'm awesome at that. We have Robert Douglas in the chat room. Thank you for joining us, Robert. Please remember to like the video and subscribe to the channel. I think you already did, so thank you. So we got a bunch of stuff to talk about today in New Orleans news, some sad news. Chris Owens, if you've ever been in New Orleans, Chris Owens was a staple. She was a queen of Bourbon Street. She no one knew her age, first of all. Even her closest friends, she didn't share her age with. She was ageless She timeless as well. She opened a business very young with her husband down on Burma Street, and that business is iconic. Unfortunately, she passed away the other day of a heart attack days before her favorite thing, which was the Easter parade that she would run every year. So best wishes and thoughts out to the family and friends and loved ones of Chris Owen, who passed away down here in New Orleans. That is just somebody you cannot replace. What else we got going on? Any other news? We have Russia has been showing to be committing atrocities and war crimes. And the sad thing about the whole Russia thing, you know, from on the domestic side, because on the geopolitical and the international side and the loss of lives clearly are horrible things that are happening. And it's a shame that I don't know why. I mean, I know why we don't want to push World War III, but we also need to defend the people who are defenseless, and that's what, you know, I think Zelensky made a very good point, saying that the Security Council isn't doing a very good job of upholding the security of the people who they're supposed to be protecting. And Russia is completely in the wrong here, and it needs to be stopped. And I guess the way that we're going to try and do is continuing on with the sanctions. You know, one of the shows that I listened to in the morning, the host this morning was saying something to the effect of how we need to be able to come and negotiate something. Well, so any negotiation that doesn't include the full return of all land to Ukraine is probably not going to be accepted by Ukraine or many other people. That's why you need to just throw all the sanctions you can on Russia, because there needs to be a price that they need to pay for the actions that they've done. These are war crimes. They committed genocide. They specifically targeted people. Today on the news, they said that the Russian soldiers were not just brutally attacking people and murdering people, but raping them as well. It needs to stop. And my idea from, I think, a week or two ago was simply that we need to, you know, let's drop a whole bunch of flyers, like, on the battlefield, like, over the Russian troops in Russian, and let them read the fact that these things that you're doing, if you get caught, you're going to be brought up on war crimes, and you're going to go to prison, and you're going to be punished for what you're doing. And maybe, just maybe, and remind them about the fact that it's illegal to follow an illegal order. Your order to do something that's against international law is illegal for you to follow. That you are responsible, you're supposed to refuse to follow that law. So there's that. A bunch of stuff, you know, this is going to be a little bit of a different show, I think, in that, you know, I really often don't tend to target one person, especially somebody who's not very well known. I might have done a show on Bobby Jindal or David Bitter back in the day. I've done shows on Trump and Biden. You know, I do shows on very popular, famous people, you know, famous politicians, famous others. You know, we focus on that individual because that person is noteworthy, that person is newsworthy. The United States is the table setter for this war to go on. Explain what you mean by that, Robert. While we wait for that to happen, we're going to also point out the fact that, you know, so normally I don't target, like, individuals that aren't very well known, but, you know, calling into this one radio show, there was this caller, and it's not the hypocrite of the week, or it's not the words of redneck wisdom. That's something else. That's also something that needs to be dealt with, needs to be talked about, because, you know, we know what they really want. We know what many conservatives really want. There's almost a bloodthirst there. So let's go ahead and listen to this week's words of... Let's do Hypocrite of the Week first, then we'll take the first commercial break, and then we'll come back, we'll do Words of Redneck Wisdom, and then we'll start talking about the individual who I'm talking about. So first, Hypocrite of the Week. And we'll talk a little bit about the hypocrite and the hypocrisy afterwards.
This week's Hypocrite of the Week is Nick Adams, who tweeted, "Cancel culture has no place in American society," and then 1 minute later tweeted that Disney should lose all copyrights protected by Congress and that you should boycott them 100% and cancel your Disney account. As always, what conservatives complain about is not really what they're complaining about. To see who next week's Hypocrite of the Week will be, tune in to Liberal Dan Radio, Talk from the Left, that's right, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Central on blogtalkradio.com/liberaldan.
There you go. And it's something that I've been talking about for weeks and months now, is that a lot of the times conservatives, they say, we don't like cancel culture. But in reality, it's we don't like cancel culture when it's us being canceled. And of course, as Demonox would say, Brian, our first Liberal Dan Radio patron, that there's no such thing as cancel culture. It's just you getting, consequences for your actions, is what Demonox would say. I agree with that point. But Republicans, conservatives, you'll hear them say, blue lives matter, back the blue. You'll hear that. But what really are they saying? Because they don't say that when the blue shoots, terrorist Barbie. They don't say that when the blue tries to stop people from breaking into the Capitol. They don't say that when the blue, the FBI goes after conservative politicians for crimes that they may have done, or the Justice Department goes after crimes and, whatever. That's not really back the blue. It's just back the blue when they're doing certain things that we like them to do, like killing black people and just pulling people over for driving while black and mistreating minorities. When the cops are mistreating minorities, conservatives have no problem with backing the blue. But if the cops go after a conservative, that's terrible. The police are out of control. So really, it's never what they're really talking about. It's the same thing here. That cancel culture. They don't like when they get canceled. They think it's terrible when they get canceled. But when somebody else does something like Disney, standing up against the Don't Say Gay bill, we need to cancel Disney at that point, right? Because they like cancel culture at that point. In reality, as Demonox says, again, cancel culture is just consequences for your action. But in reality, especially with this, cancel culture is simply the free market. But conservatives don't like that either. They don't really like the free market either. They claim to, but they don't. Conservatives, want big companies to be able to trample over indigenous folks, and they enjoy watching these large corporations being able to muscle out the small guys when the small guys are the ones that they don't like. On the other side of going, I've heard people complaining about the Walmarts of the world or whatever. People complaining, conservatives will complain, well, they did this, whatever, blah, 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 because, once they find something they don't like about them, then they'll start saying, we need to not stop shopping there. They'll then say they'll stop shopping at Walmart. They used to love Walmart. Now they say stop shopping at Walmart because of Chinese goods. I've been saying that you should reduce your Walmart footprint for years. I've been saying that personally to my friends and everybody else. If you want to find out how you, too, can reduce your Walmart footprint, you can email me, liberaldanradio@gmail.com, and I can explain to you, online what happens, how you could also reduce your Walmart footprint. But that's something else. Entirely just seemed like a good little segue. But again, they never are complaining about the thing that they actually want to complain about. They never really believe in what they're saying. And sometimes they completely flip the script and they'll completely flip what they're saying depending on who's in office. And I'm saying that the Democrats or liberals are not into that as well. There are definitely examples of Democrats being hypocrites, and I've shared that on the show. I've made several Democrats hypocrites of the week. Obama was a hypocrite of the week. Kevin Newsom was a hypocrite of the week, both based on masking. So I'm happy to make I'm not happy that they're hypocrites, but I'm more than willing to look at my own side and point a finger. But I'm more than willing to – but usually the middle finger that I'm pointing out is that the people on the other side – because what they do is just so egregiously bad. It's like with gerrymandering. It's so egregious. Maryland is terrible. when it comes to gerrymandering what they want to do. But the rest of the country, the Republicans are the problem because they're doing it. It's gerrymandering on steroids. It's drawing your own voters and picking your own voters on steroids in most other places for the Republicans' benefit, not for the Democrats' benefit. So let's go ahead and take the first commercial break and take your calls afterwards as well. It's 914-803-4131. That is 914-803-4131. This is Liberal Dan Radio. Talk to the left. That's right. Are you planning a trip to Disney soon? Do you want help avoiding spending mistakes and making the most of your vacation? Then check out Budgeteers.com, a new site devoted to helping you get the most mouse for your money. What kinds of tickets should you get? Is the dining plan a good deal for you? Should you stay on grounds or not? Should you buy park hoppers? Many other sites are filled with information about what other people like to do, but Budgeteers is geared to help you make the best decision for you. So check out Budgeteers.com or go to YouTube.com/Budgeteers and help make your trip the best it can be. Budgeteers.com is not a travel agency and it is not affiliated with the Disney Corporation or any of its holdings. In a world gone mad, one progressive will do a bad movie trailer guy impression to get you to listen to his show. There's only one thing that I like better than the Liberal Dan Radio minicast. All right, Bill, that's enough of that. On the Liberal Dan Radio minicast, you will hear an honest discussion of the day's issues, with some personal bits in between. You might even hear what the other side has to say, sometimes even in their own voices. So become one of the Liberal Dan family, because family means no one gets left behind or forgotten. To hear those bad impressions and more, tune into the Liberal Dan Radio minicast. Talk from the left, that's right.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful show.
If you enjoy Liberal Dan Radio, there's many ways that you can support the show. You can subscribe to the YouTube channel. You can like me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter or TikTok. And you can become a Liberal Dan Patreon. For as little as $3 a month, you can get a shout-out. Higher levels get the opportunity to vote on what I do next on the podcast, the minicast, or on YouTube. You can even buy commercial advertising or sponsor bits. So go to patreon.liberaldan.com and support the show today.
Hey there, podcast listeners. This is Deminox, host of The World According to Knox. It's time for Season 2, where I take you on another trip through my world. The world of movies, video games, pop culture, and more. Relate them to the world around you. Don't forget to leave a question for MarsCat and find me on Twitter by the handle XDeminox. That's the letter X like X-Men, D-E-M-I-N-O-X. Now enjoy the rest of your podcast.
Sorry. And welcome back to Liberal Dan Radio, Talk from the Left, That's Right. This is your host, Dan Zimmerman, coming at you from New Orleans, Louisiana. To join the conversation, it's area code 914-803-4131. That is 914-803-4131. And also, if you're listening live, again, you can join us in either the blogtalkradio.com chat room on the episode thread or over here on YouTube, youtube.com/Liberal Dan Radio. And you can join the live chat. And if you're listening after the live broadcast, again, you can leave your comments, questions, and more, et cetera, on the show at liberalband.com, facebook.com/liberalband, at liberalbandradio on Twitter, or on the comment thread over on YouTube as well. Of course, I go through an entire commercial without having a coughing fit, and then I start having a coughing fit right when I have to go back on the air. Because that's how things work. That's how things go. That's what they do. It's just how they do what it do. speaking of which, not just shouts out to Demonox, the first Liberland patron. Shouts out to Cesar of California, the boy Chris, to the newest Liberal Band Radio patron, Angie, over across the pond. And also a shout out to my little brother, the host of the most Nimbus Yosh with the smooth sounds of the Percy podcast. Trying to get together a fun little show to do, forming what we call Voltron, because we like to just bring all of the podcasts together and then have a point of discussion. The one time we really formed Voltron was we had a discussion about Wall Street Bets, short selling and the like, and I was explaining short selling and stuff like that, and it was a really good time. I made a really dirty comment at the end. It was great. Fun times, good times. Actually, while I'm coughing, let's go ahead and play Words of Redneck Wisdom, because I'm getting tired of coughing, and I take a big old gulp of what I have. But there it is. So, without further ado, let's go ahead and play Words of Redneck Wisdom.
And now, Words of Redneck Wisdom, brought to you by Liberal Dan Radio.
Hey, Jeff, it's good to hear a good, sensible person speak to me anyway.
Thank you, sir.
I'm wondering about our Congress people and our senators. I believe they take an oath like the military, I believe, where they're supposed to protect us from foreign and domestic threats. So what I'm wondering is what's going on with that. They should be on top of that, and we shouldn't have to worry about anything in our system that could take our president out if he wasn't doing his job. They should be able to do that themselves. But this country can't take another year of Biden or another 2 years of him. It'll be gone. It really will.
Yeah.
I believe under the Constitution that we have a right, militias, to bear arms, and I believe militias have the same rights if our country's under attack, and which it is, and they're not... Nobody's doing anything about it. I believe militias have a right to be involved.
And this concludes Words of Redneck Wisdom, brought to you by Liberal Dan Radio. Talk from the left, that's right.
So, several things there. First, the briefest seconds, I thought the person was going to go in the right direction, in the correct direction, talking about domestic threats and that, you know, the Congress people, yes, absolutely. When you take the oath of office to be a congressman, you take an oath to defend the Constitution and defend the country against threats, foreign and domestic, as I call. And which is why a lot of the people on the insurrection caucus, like your Boberts, your Gohmerts, your Gaetzes, your Greens, all of those types of folks who are, you know, supportive and aiding and abetting the January 6th domestic terrorists, the insurrectionists who attacked this Capitol, they were a domestic threat, and these people in Congress are seeking to defend them. And today, I think Marjorie Taylor Greene heckled Jamie Raskin about the January 6th, either the committee or the hearings or whatever, and, you know, discussing about, like, the Russia hoax or whatever, and Raskin just mopped the floor with her because, I mean, his intelligence level is so far dwarfs those of the folks, their Gohmerts, the Boberts, the Greens, the Gaetzes, they're just completely miles behind Jamie Raskin when it comes to intelligence. It's just night and day. But, you know, they are, you know, they should be, you know, taking the threats against this country, including the threats by white nationalists, terrorists, those people who attacked our country, attacked our capital on January 6th. But if you listen very carefully to what the individual said in Words of Redneck Wisdom, you'll hear that he said something about that the militias, you know, that people, they should be, that the congressman should be able to take the president out. Do you believe that this is just a misspeaking by this individual who is talking about maybe the constitutional remedies that one might be able to remove a president from office, either from basically saying he's not doesn't have the capacity to do the job anymore, or via impeachment. Is that what he's saying? Is that probably what they would fall back on? If someone said, "Hey, we should take the president out," they would probably say, "Oh, well, he probably meant, you know, that you know the constitutional remedies, having the vice president declaring him incompetent or whatever, or impeachment." But no, he means take the president out. You know, especially if we listen to the next words, militias have rights, supposedly. If our country is under attack, the militia should be involved. So basically what this guy is saying, that he supports more violence because he believes that the Democrats and you know, the president are attacking the country. And if they're attacking the country, then the militia should have the right to defend the country, which is what the militias are probably trying to claim that they were doing on January 6th during that insurrection. So it's just another example of bloodthirstiness on the part of Serbs. Now, after this clip, after the clip that I played, Jeff, the host, who feels like he needs to not endorse people who are trying to make violent threats or condoning violence, he was saying, well, we should send, you know, we should be able to have citizens down on the border and stuff like that. And he kind of twisted the arguments of being about the border and how we should be able to defend the border and individuals and civilians should be able to defend the border. You know, the border is more secure now than it was under Trump. I mean, the Border Patrol has caught more drugs coming into the country during the Biden administration than the Trump administration, which probably means that during the Trump administration, more was getting through. You know, the Republicans will yell and scream about how, the Biden administration intercepted so much drugs. Good. They caught the fentanyl coming in. They prevented the fentanyl from going in the streets. And somehow the Republicans find a way to argue against that action. What, you wanted them to go through? Ridiculous. Let's see, Robert, when you say president, are you referring to Obama or Joe? Did you see how Biden lost? Biden was the silly. I mean, Obama, okay, he says Biden was lost, Obama stole the show, according to Robert Sutton. Biden didn't look lost. I mean, Obama started off with a gaffe. Obama started off by calling him Vice President Biden. But Obama steals almost every show that he goes to. Obama is such a powerful figure when it comes to his presence, that he will just, you know, win the room. It's probably one of the reasons why Obama kind of has stayed back a little bit, because of the fact that he knows that he overshadows almost everybody. He dominated McCain. He dominated Romney. He dominates anybody he has to go up against. So sure, absolutely. He looks miles better than Biden because he's just so good. Biden made a funny joke at the end reminding Obama that it was a live mic. They joked back and forth about the big effing deal comment that Biden made when they passed the Affordable Care Act. Now, what, 12 years ago? So the idea that Biden was lost. No, Biden is for the most part, very soft-spoken when he talks. He doesn't like to be, you know, he can get animated, but he's very soft-spoken. And you know what, sometimes I misspeak. It doesn't mean I have some mental incapacity. It doesn't mean that I'm lost. It just means that, you know, I meant to say one word and perhaps another slipped out, and that's fine. You know, but the idea, you know, if you want to compare mental faculties of Biden Biden and Trump, bring it on. I mean, Mr. Covfefe, you know, tweeting on the toilet at 2 o'clock in the morning about his Covfefe. The United States saying about we're going to inject disinfectant into the body. We're talking, you know, just the man was a certifiable idiot. The one thing that Biden should have done, and it would have been great if he would have done it, would have been when, was it Ducey or whatever, made the question, what about your people who are commenting that you should take a mental test? He should have looked at the camera and went, person, woman, man, camera, TV. Because Trump was so happy about the fact that he was able to remember person, woman, man, camera, TV. And everybody was like, oh, look how smart our president is. He can say five words. Person, woman, man, camera, TV. I mean, that's such a low bar that you've set for who y'all want as president. Conservatives, y'all want this guy back in office. He's a buffoon. He's a con man. He's a snake oil salesman. It was just shown that ivermectin has nothing, no effect on outcomes when it comes to people getting it at the hospital. None, as Hal Sparks said last week on the show, if you took ivermectin and you got better, it wasn't because it helped you with the COVID, it's because you had worms. No more simple than that. But that Words of Redneck Wisdom is not the guy that I wanted to talk about on this show. We're going to go ahead and we're going to take our other commercial break right now, and then we'll come back. We have six clips from this guy, six clips that I captured from his phone call, because I wanted to go deep and kind of dissect all the words he was saying, because, I mean, first of all, the guy sounded unhinged, but there's so many examples of hypocrisy. There's so many examples of just how conservatives will say one thing and mean another, the cognitive dissonance that they have. It's like shining a light on this is what modern-day conservatism is all about. Because you'll hear some of those things, and if a Democrat suggested those things, you'd blow a fuse. Conservatives would call them nuts and say it would be terrible. But no, this guy says it, and nobody says a peep. Because it's a conservative thing, and for conservative things. Let's go ahead and take the next commercial break. And we're not going to do a long show today. We'll probably keep it to about an hour, unless for some reason we get a call. But, you know, I can't only have so many three-hour shows every month at this point. Maybe later, maybe when, if we take off and become more popular, and that's my only job. But sure, I'll do a three-hour show. But every day. Until then, this is Liberal Dan Radio. Talk to the left. That's right.
Greetings. This is Nimbus Yosh, host of the Percy Podcast. What is the Percy Podcast? Well, it's pretty much the smoothest talking host you'll ever hear in your life, talking about all kinds of things. Political things, nerdy things, fun things, not so fun things. Go ahead, give a listen, and follow at the Percy Podcast for more updates and information. Why not sit back and take a listen to one of the best podcasts you'll ever hear, and no one else will. Catch you on the tunes.
Do you want to set money aside for a rainy day? Do you want to open an account that will give you a savings bonus each month? What if I told you that you can get both and have a chance to win $10 million? Yada is an FDIC-insured bank, and when you go to yada.liberaldan.com, open an account, and make your first deposit, you will get 100 entries into the next weekly drawing. You will also get entries each week you have a balance. So go to yada.liberaldan.com. That's yotta.liberaldan.com.
Using gerrymandering, voter suppression, and other nefarious tactics, the Republican Party has manipulated our electoral system to maintain as much control as possible despite being a party in the minority. Liberal Dan Radio seeks to change that, and I need your help in doing so. Liberal Dan Radio has partnered with Level Field to help us use tools that are typically only available to big money donors. When you go to stopthecoup.liberaldan.com and make your contribution, it will encourage other voters to reach out to their legislators to pass legislation to stop gerrymandering and voter suppression, and target elected officials who refuse to protect the vote. Every eligible voter should be able to cast a ballot, and that ballot should have the same power as everyone else. I can't do this alone. I need your help. So please go to stopthecoup.liberaldan.com and make your contribution today. That's stopthecoup.liberaldan.com. stopthecoup.liberaldan.com. Political advertising paid for by Level Field. Contributions are not tax deductible as charitable contributions.
This world is just pitiful, and we need to fix it. I was listening to your caller earlier. Wants an explanation for what Biden and his family, basically what I believe, and it'll take 100 years to prove it probably. We still ain't figured out Kennedy, but we bent the rules, and we prosecuted Capone for tax evasion instead of murder and pillaging and thieving and everything else he was doing. No, we went for tax evasion, and they didn't like that. The mob did not like the manipulation of our government. And what we're looking at now, almost 90 years later, is a retaliation for that. And they're in control. It is mobsters. It's right and left. It's Republicans and Democrats. The system has no authority over them. I've reached a solution. I can't be heard. I've been silenced. I wish we could live in real time as quick as we're silenced. And the only way to do that is to know what every single legitimate American thinks at 9 a.m. every morning in real time. All the horse shit will stop. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Everything will come to accountability. And once we start to accountability, nothing will get swept under the carpet because the people will be heard every day on every subject immediately. Oh, you know, Jeff, this world is just pitiful, and we need to fix it. I was listening to your caller earlier, wants an explanation for what Biden and his family, basically what I believe, and it'll take 100 years to prove it, probably. We still ain't figured out.
And I've been off. I think I've been off the radio, off of the Blog Talk Radio side. You've heard me on YouTube. I don't think you've heard me on Blog Talk Radio if you're listening, unfortunately. So go to YouTube if you want to hear what you just missed. Sorry about that, guys. Anyway, so he curses live on the air. This is a terrestrial radio station. It also streams out. You know, everyone streams now, but this is a terrestrial radio station. This is did I just lose Blog Talk Radio as well? I don't know. I reconnected. Apparently, I got reconnected. Wow, I'm just having technical difficulties galore today. Let's go ahead and just restart the whole discussion. So let's go back to what Robert Douglas was. Robert Douglas, back to, I said we knock off Trump and then we go after Pence. Ms. Waters also says she means what she says, and she says what she means. Okay, fine. Then sue her. Then bring her up on charges and do that. I'm not the biggest fan of Maxine Waters. I think she's a dullard. No, she says some things that I like. I don't agree with what she said there. And go, fine. She should also be brought up on charges. But the people who actually literally invaded the Capitol should all be brought up on charges. And the people who ate and abetted them should also be brought up on charges. That's the thing. You're playing the whataboutism game. What about these people? Bring her up on charges. Do it. No problem with that. And then bring up everybody else on charges as well. Like all of the people involved on the insurrection and invasion on January 6th, those people who were trying to stop the legitimate processes of the American government and those who were aiding and abetting them and encouraging them to do so. And, but that's the thing. y'all will say, what about Maxine Waters? You didn't say what about, but that's what it is. That's what that, when you bring up Maxine Waters in response to the people that I'm talking about, that's a whataboutism. You don't have to say what about so-and-so in order for it to be a whataboutism. It can be a whataboutism regardless of what of you saying what about or not. I mean, let's go ahead and restart this whole thing about Cash Money. We're going to go ahead and, again, start. You know, well, the first clip is about he believes that the mob is in control because we have to propose. Let's hear the second clip again.
I've reached a solution. I can't be heard. I've been silenced. I wish we could live in real time as quick as we're silenced. And the only way to do that is to know what every single legitimate American thinks at 9 a.m. every morning in real time. All the horse shit will stop. Excuse me. I'm
very
sorry.
Perfect.
Everything will come to accountability. And once we start to accountability, nothing will get swept under the carpet because the people will be heard every day on every subject immediately. Oh,
every day on every subject immediately. And how is he going to do that? Well, we're going to get to that in a second. But again, legitimate Americans. What do legitimate Americans think? What do he wants everybody heard every day, 9 o'clock in the morning, where people are going to be able to have their voices heard? How's that going to happen? How's everybody going to be listened to? Are you going to create the Borg from Star Trek? Are you going to create, you know, where everybody can immediately just hear what everybody else is thinking immediately like that? No. I wouldn't have the technology for that, and that would be bad. But again, here's this guy. He's talking about how he can't be heard, and he's being silenced. I just heard him. Y'all just heard him. He was on the radio. Not only was he on a radio station that's a terrestrial radio station, he was on a radio station that's heard on the Internet. So wherever you are, if you're listening to Jeff Carrera's radio show in the mornings, you heard him. Or if you don't listen live and you listen to him after his live broadcast, you can download his podcast. You can listen to Jeff Carrera's podcast, and you can hear what Cash Money has to say. It's crazy. But he can't be heard, and he's being silent. Ridiculous. That was clip number two. Robert Douglas. I bring Waters because you only point out Republican bad behavior. That is such a false statement. That is so bad, so wrong of a statement. I do talk about bad behavior on the part of Democrats, but how much do you talk about the bad behavior of Republicans, Robert? Huh? Do you make it a point to call out? Again, as I said before, hypocrite of the week, liberal Dan Radio. Barack Obama was hypocrite of the week one time. Hypocrite of the week, Gavin Newsom. I will call out Democrats when they're in the wrong. I'll call out liberal media when they're in the wrong. Why? Because I'm consistent. Now, do I do it every single time? Well, there's plenty of conservative sources that are going to do that. So why do I have to spend all my time doing that? I don't have to. But I do need it. I am going to be talking about why I believe at the end of the day that people who are on the left side of things are more correct on the issues than people who are right. I'll disagree with the left on some things. Although there are some people on the left who agree with me on those things that the right seems to think that we don't support. When have you started a show talking about that? I've started shows talking about that plenty of times before. But again, we could go back in time. I started one of my shows defending Rick Santorum during the 2012 presidential election because the New York Times was unfair to him because Rick Santorum said that if you want to elect somebody to go against and take down Obamacare, that Mitt Romney was the worst Republican to do so because Mitt Romney had basically put in Obamacare in Massachusetts when he was governor of Massachusetts. And the person who was the reporter, I think of the New York Times or whatever, asked Rick Santorum a question, do you really believe that Mitt Romney is the worst Republican? And it was a blatantly dishonest comment, and I made it a point to call it out, because despite the fact that Rick Santorum is vile, and Rick Santorum is terrible, and Rick Santorum is, you know, somebody who I would never support politically, he was treated unfairly and by somebody who is a quote from the left side of the media. So I went ahead and I criticized that because I expect our side to be better. I mean, we could go back, Robert, we could go back and talk about, you know, all of this and go past some shows. And I'll go through and we can go through with everything. We can talk about the times that I've called out Democrats. Because I have, and I will again. But if either you haven't really been listening to the show, if you think that I don't talk about Democrats and bad things that they do, or you're just being dishonest. I'm going to assume the former. Clip number 3.
I can't be heard, Jeff. I need to be heard. We deal with personalities.
So it's sort of
and
like
egos.
An American Idol where, you know, people would vote, to call in to vote, you know, who gets
I don't know
kicked
the,
off the
I
show.
I don't know the legitimate way to actually ask the people. I'd like to personally put Zuckerberg in prison and on death row and confiscate Facebook and use it specifically for American voting. We know it works. It's worked for 20 years unmanipulated. The system can work for us if we have accountability, and you're never going to have that with these dirty politicians playing their games for 240 years without actually legitimately asking every American, what do you think this morning on this particular subject?
So, he can't be heard. He needs to be heard. He could start his own podcast. He could, you know, and if people want to listen to him, they can listen to him, and if people don't want to listen to him, they don't. Here's the thing. He needs to be heard? No, that's not what the Constitution guarantees you. The Constitution does not guarantee your right to be heard. The Constitution guarantees your right to speech. You have the right to complain to your, not just, you could speak like I'm doing. No, I don't have the right to any particular platform. If somebody thinks that my speech is harmful to a deplatform and they want to deplatform me, they're free to do so, especially if I violate one of the terms of the agreement that you have when you sign up with these platforms. But nobody has the right. He can't force anybody to listen to him. The worst thing he can do is call into a show, and as long as Jeff has him on the show, thank you, Robert. I'm doing a terrific job. I appreciate you. He needs to be heard, though. Like, why? Why do we need to? What about cash money? What does cash money to say? Now, of course, Jeff asks what to do. And he's like, I don't know any legitimate way to do so. Well, because there's not a legitimate way to do it, because you don't have the right to be heard. You have the right to speak what you want to speak. You have the right to point to your criticisms and redress grievances at your government. But you don't have the right to be heard. Does it in a legitimate way. And then he lists probably the most ridiculously illegitimate way to do so, by putting Mark Zuckerberg in prison, putting him in death row for what? What charges would he go on death row for? What would he be convicted for that would give him the death penalty? And then he wants to confiscate Facebook and use it for American voting. Let me get this straight. Conservatives are constantly talk about Jeff talked about, we need to vote in person. We can't have we don't want all these ways that other people can cast ballots. But this guy, who typically would make the argument that all of these elections, that he's made the argument that the elections are illegitimate, but now he wants to vote us to vote on Facebook? How on earth do you guarantee that? How on earth do you make sure that, look, I'm going to say that there's very unlikely that you'd be able to use Facebook to vote. Now, if you want to take polls, fine, but, you know, what if people have multiple Facebook accounts? Are you going to guarantee that everybody who's voting in those polls are legitimately them? Are you going to stop Russian bots from generating American accounts using VPNs to funnel into and using an American IP address so that they look like they're from America? How are you going to prevent Russian bots from this? And how are you going to stop people who are under the age of 18 or 16 or whatever age you want to use to be able to state what your opinions are? If he says he wants to ask every American, everybody, what do you feel on this? And who chooses that issue? There's so many issues that are dealt with. Who chooses the issue that the American people are asked for? How are you asked on it? I mean, are you going to make it so simplistic that you can't really solve the problem? Or are you going to make it too complicated and nobody takes time to read it? And the way he's talking, he's sounding like he wants us to have a pure democracy, and he's supposed to be a Republican. Republicans, we live in a democracy. Liberals will say, we live in a democracy. We should have the right to have our voices heard, because that's in a democracy. everybody has the right to have their voices, you know, heard by the government, and they just said equal say or whatever. And the Republicans be like, we live in a republic. We're not a democracy, but here's cash money saying that we should have all vote on Facebook and all be heard simultaneously at 9 a.m. in the morning. And somehow that's going to bring accountability. Robert Douglas, the dude is not in his right mind. You are correct. He's not in his right mind. But what he's coming from reveals a lot of how a lot of conservatives think. Because he's not the only one on this show that talks like this. There are a lot of conservatives on this show that talk like this. Maybe not this on him, but they say a lot of the same things. Clip number four.
I'm in outrage that I still have to see Hillary Clinton on the tube boob every day. Why? Mm-hmm. Why is Fauci still in a position? Why haven't we simply fired him and replaced him with somebody else that we all can believe in, maybe? We need to do things, and it's never, ever going to happen. You go through your elections, this next election ain't going to matter because Dominion still exists. And if Dominion's here in November, it's shot. It's stuck. And this army that is coming across our border that we Americans see, what the world don't understand is the red blood flowing through Americans. It's going to come out. You're not going to win this war and take our country, but I don't want to see that blood, and neither do all these good, patriotic Americans. They don't want that violence. So we need to stop it, and the only way to stop it is to ask us every day, what do you think about this particular subject?
The only way to stop the violence, the only way to stop conservatives, the patriotic Americans who see this army coming across the border, the only way to stop these Americans from being violent is to ask them their opinions every morning? I mean, come on. That's absurd. How is that going to stop them if you ask them their opinions and you see, let's say it comes out that, you know, 80% of America believes and wants Medicare for all, then these, well, it's rigged. That's what would happen with the system. If the 20% would demand that we have this system, and then if the 80% goes, hey, you know what, we really don't agree with that, they're going to be like, well, it's fixed, just like all the other elections are fixed. You know, why haven't we fired Fauci yet? Well, why didn't Trump fire Fauci beforehand? He did it because he used Fauci as a tool. But if you don't have, but if Trump didn't have Fauci as a tool then to use in the elections, then guess what? He wouldn't be able to use him as somebody who he could throw darts at. Get it? But Trump didn't fire Fauci because Fauci was useful to him. And then why hasn't Biden fired Fauci? Well, because Biden appreciates the fact that Fauci has a wealth of experience and knowledge on the issues of pandemics, and so he wants to use somebody who's, you know, knowledgeable and trusts in science. Because elections don't matter because of Dominion, but then he wants the elections to take place on Facebook. He talks about the red blood flowing, and it's going to come out. The red blood's going to come out, but we don't want violence. No, you're threatening violence. You're saying that if you don't hear us, we're going to get violent. That's what he's saying. And this is the type of mindset that was behind the individuals who were attacking the Capitol on January 6th of 2021. But that was clip number five. Let's put number six.
I don't know what to say about this country, but money is not what we were born for. I love capitalism. Yeah. We've saw what it's done for this beautiful nation. But we, the people, need to make every single rule for every single agency because manipulative, deviant, evil people have been in control for, I see, a good 75 years of planning here. And they're actually starting to win. But, see, they can't shut up mouths like cash money from Cincinnati.
Yeah.
So you need to be heard.
All right.
I need to be heard.
He needs to be heard. And there's a girl. Money is not what we were born into. I think I skipped five. Let's play five again just to be sure.
Every single question that you have, let's set up a device to actually be asked, just to ask the people. Every single one of these questions will be asked by us, the people. Do we want to let 16-year-olds who are allowed to drive a 4,000-pound car to vote? I agree. I say yes. Let their minds in. But do we start education with those young minds at 12? Serious. Focused education on what's going on in our country and how we really feel and think. We the people run this. So every rule you want to make,
We need to discuss it. Right now, good ideas, like the one I'm speaking, can't even be heard unless you own a news outlet and got money running out your butt.
But yeah, good ideas, supposedly good ideas, like the one he's talking about. I mean, the jury is out on whether or not his idea is a good idea or not. I mean, I would say it's the paranoid delusion of a madman. But the good ideas, you know, you can't get your good ideas heard unless you have money. But conservatism is supposed to be about the free market. Conservatives, again, conservatives never. It's never about what they complain about. Because he probably has talked a long time about we need free market solutions. We need free market this, free market that. Except for when he doesn't feel that his voice is being heard. If he doesn't feel that his voice is being heard, then it's a big grand conspiracy from the media and the big money conglomerations and the people who want to control what gets forced down the American people's throats to not have cash money and have his voice heard. You know whose fault it is for me not get if I don't, why don't I have 10 million viewers, followers, subscribers or whatever on Twitter? Why don't I have millions of followers on Facebook and on Twitter and on Blog Talk Radio? Is it the fault of big money corporations? Is it the fault of this grand conspiracy theory? No. I haven't apparently put out enough of a quality content that would hit a lot of people and make a lot of people go, listen to Liberal Dan Radio. He's awesome. I do have some people like Robert. I do have some people, you know, who do like to listen to the show, who do appreciate the things that I have to say. And that's great. I love the fact that I have those people on board. Would I love more? Sure. Am I going to blame Fox News or MSNBC or other big media conglomerates because I have not gotten traction on this? No. No, I have a video out there where I says, look, if you're liberal, if you're progressive, if you want to compete in the ideas, you know, you have so many conservative talk shows out there and not a lot of liberal ones. There's some small ones. You have Hal Sparks Mega Worldwide. You have Stephanie Miller Show. You have some other shows that have people on, you know, varying points on the liberal scale. You know, it's not their fault that I don't have a bunch of subscribers. It's not their fault that my videos don't get hundreds of likes each time I go live. It's nobody's fault, but, you know, and I've said that, you know, maybe liberals should support other small podcasts, build up a farm team, as they would say in baseball, so that you could have, you know, more people waiting in the wings so that you could, you know, say, okay, here's your next big show, or maybe the next big show pops up, and then you have somebody else who's popular, who's being listened to. It's not the fault of big money corporations, but it's not even the fault of them. They don't want to listen to it. Nobody can force them to listen to it, because I can't force anybody to hear me. I don't have the right to be heard. I just have the right to sit here and talk. And if you listen to it and you like it, like the video, subscribe to the channel. It's not anybody else's fault but my own as to why I'm not a superstar right now. No, there's always also a good amount of luck that comes into it, I think. I think that, and there are advantages that some people have when it comes to, you know, if you're born in like into a media family, you might have more ins to get to the system, and so the luck of your birth has a lot to say. There's some privileged conversations you can have on that topic, but it's the fact that the severe hypocrisy that he's going to sit there and talk about how big money is preventing him, and he's going to say, money's not everything, after conservatives for years have been like, money's everything. He wants, quote, serious, focused education. What kind of education? What are you talking about? Cash money? What kind of type of serious, focused education are you wanting to give our children? Starting at 12, you know, only on the things that you believe in? Or do you want to give them, you know, educate them on many, a wide variety of things, and then have them understand how to make up their own minds? Because it sounds to me like he wants to, in first, indoctrinate the kids, and then have the kids vote along his line. Because if they don't vote against his line, it's going to be another grand conspiracy. It'll be another Dominion. They'll find some other boogeyman to throw it on. They'll find some other boogeyman, because Dominion is not the problem. Dominion is the boogeyman to blame, because Donald Trump failed to win an election. Because Donald Trump pissed off enough people that they said, even though they hate Joe Biden, because I know a lot of leftists who hate Joe Biden and didn't want Joe Biden in office. They wanted other people in office. But they said Donald Trump has done so much bad for this country that we're going to hold our nose and vote for Joe Biden and come out in mass against Trump. Usually that's not the formula of success with elections. Normally you can spend all day long telling people why you should not like the other guy. They're not going to come out to vote for you unless you give them a reason to vote for you. But in this 2020 election, it was enough that this guy was terrible, that this guy was dumb. And now he wants the people to rule every agency. So let's say there is a vote on this new Facebook, the usurped Facebook seized from Mark Zuckerberg, and says, look, we want to determine whether or not we should have a requirement to have what type of emergency safety systems need to be on oil rigs. You know, are we going to stick with this particular one, or are we going to allow them to regulate themselves or whatever? Let's say the vote is 50.1% to 49.9%. What do you do then? I mean, should those things be left to a vote? No. The reason we live in a democratic republic, now we democratically elect our officials, and we should have, we should have equal say when it comes to our voting power. But the reason we elect people into office is because we want to trust them with the power. Now, should we trust politicians? I don't know. I trust them as far as we can throw them, I suppose, and shouldn't throw anybody with a bad back or a bad knee. But you don't decide, what expert you should pick to choose what type of alarm system should be on an oil rig to determine whether or not action needs to be taken to prevent an emergency. That's what, you pick the scientists for. So sometimes what the scientists say might not be popular. Like a scientist might say, we need to close down things for 2 weeks or more or whatever. We need to have masking. We need to do this type of thing or that type of thing when it comes to the COVID. Those things weren't popular, but there's some things, just because something is not popular doesn't mean it's not the right thing to do. So I don't know how you do this. But this kind of shows you not just the unhingedness. He needs to be heard. He needs to, he's so frustrated that he's allowing himself to be so frustrated that all of that frustration is going to come out somewhere. And that's how January 6th is. Robert goes, just don't want government in all of my business. I don't want government in all your business either. All of your business. No. I think there are a lot of examples where government needs to stay out of your business. Including things like abortion, including things like gay marriage, the right to be married to somebody who's, of your same gender or not the opposite gender, or maybe, if we dump the antiquated gender binary altogether, so just marry whoever you want to that consents to it. If two people consent to marriage, let them get married. If three people consent to a marriage, let them get married. It doesn't harm me. It doesn't harm you. Not a big deal. There's a bill that was supposed to be voted on today in Louisiana about, and this is one that I agree with the host on this one. It was a bill that was supposed to be voted on to make driving while holding a cell phone illegal in Louisiana. States like California already have such things. Maryland, I think, already has such things. But these laws are stupid. Why are these laws stupid? Well, I'll tell you. Way back in the day when I did Dan and Dave on the Air, Robert Douglas, the church doesn't want gay marriage. Then the church shouldn't be forced to perform gay marriage ceremony. But the church doesn't want to recognize other marriages either. The founder of Popeye's Fried Chicken and Biscuits, Al Copeland was his name. You might not know his name if you live outside of the New Orleans area, but Al Copeland is the person who started Popeye's. Popeye's is now gone nationwide, but Al Copeland started it here in New Orleans, Louisiana. Al Copeland was Catholic. Al Copeland was married. His first marriage was in the church. He got married, Catholic wedding. They got divorced. Al Copeland got married a second time. It was not in the church. Al Copeland got married a third time. It was not in the church. Al Copeland's first wife died. Someone got married a fourth time. It was in the church. Why? Because his first wife is dead, so now under the eyes of the church, he's no longer married. In the eyes of the Catholic Church, Al Copeland is married twice. In the eyes of the government, Al Copeland is married four times. So no church should be required. The church shouldn't be required to marry Al Copeland. If Al Copeland wants to get married in violation of the religious policies, fine. And nobody should be forced to perform a gay marriage ceremony if they don't want to. If it's against the religion, they shouldn't be forced to. Simple as that. Now, if you're going to inconsistently operate your marriages, for example, if you don't want interracial dating, let's say you have a black Catholic and a white Catholic, and they want to get married, and you say, no, we don't believe in interracial marriage, well, then that's a problem, because if those people are Catholic and there's nothing in the Bible preventing interracial marriage, but yet you're just nitpicking because you're racist, then yeah, that's going to be a big deal. But look, no gay person should be able to force a church, mind you, to be able to. Now, if you're publicly open to the public, anybody can get married there inside the venue, you shouldn't then be able to say, everybody except for gay weddings. That's different than a church. But if you're a church, fine. You don't have to marry other people. Like a synagogue should not be required to marry two Catholics, or a Catholic and a Protestant, or a Jewish person to a Catholic. There should be no requirement there because it's in violation of their rules. But if a synagogue said, hey, here's two Jews, one's black, one's white, and then the synagogue would be like, well, we don't want to marry them, that would be a problem. And that would be a violation to them. But no. Again, stay out of those areas of life. The place where government should be involved in life is when your actions affect the other people. Now, let's go back to the cell phone bill for a second, because the people who are behind banning handheld cell phones and cars are people who are going to say, well, this affects other people. You're putting other people at risk. You're putting other people in danger by driving recklessly. Well, first of all, there's already rules in the books about distracted driving and driving recklessly. If you're driving in a distracted manner, you should be able to get pulled over, regardless of what you're doing. If you're driving recklessly, you should be able to get pulled over, regardless of what you're doing. It doesn't matter what you're doing. It doesn't matter if you're on the phone, and if the phone's in your hand, or if you're eating a hamburger, or if you're doing your makeup, or if you're driving across a bridge and playing the guitar whilst driving. Because one of my teachers saw this, one of my university teachers back in University of New Orleans. He was driving across Lake Pontchartrain, the longest bridge in the world, until China made one slightly bigger. But the longest bridge in the world still, over a single body of water. And he looked to the right as he was passing this guy, and his knee through the steering wheel while he's sitting there strumming, playing his guitar. That's distracted driving. That should be against the law, and probably is against the law. And so if you're allowing yourself to be distracted whilst holding a cell phone, then guess what? Yeah, you're probably in violation of the law. You don't need a specific violation for operating a cell phone whilst driving. But the other thing that these laws don't take into consideration is they don't follow the science. The science is clear. It's not the holding of the phone that's the problem. It's the conversation. If you're having a conversation with somebody in your back seat, it is just as distracting as having a conversation with someone you're on the phone with. So just as I said, we should be following the science when it comes to the pandemic, we should follow the science when it comes to these cell phone bills as well, and we should not implement them because they do not follow what the science says, what is harmful to the people around you. The distractions are what's harmful. It's not that you've held a phone, because if you hold a burger and you're trying to eat while holding a burger, that's the same distraction. You're having a conversation hands-free with an earpiece, that's also distracting because your conversation is distracting you, with maybe the exception of about 10% of the people, from what I've heard, there are like 10% of people who are like super users, who are able to do things like have a phone conversation and still maintain their driving fine. Now, and that's fine too. That's why the rule should be on distracted driving. Let people determine, you know, that they're safe. You know, that let them not say, okay, I'm going to take this action and I feel that I'm not distracted. And if they get distracted, then they're going to get a ticket. Let's see. It was big money insurance that didn't want to allow gay marriage because they didn't want to pay benefits. But then again, I mean, if you have more people in your pool, insurance then allows that makes the pools more secure. So I don't know. I don't know if I'd buy that argument. So anyway, went about 50 minutes over than what I necessarily wanted to do. But you know what? It is what it is. Oh, wait, no, sorry. It's not my line. That is Herr Donald's line.
It is what it is.
Thank you, Donald. So we talked about Cash Money and how the even Robert Douglas here in the chat says that clearly that Cash Money was not in his right mind. He can say whatever he wants. That doesn't mean people will listen. And then I agree 100%. You can say whatever it is that you want to say. And he was saying it live on the radio. And I heard it. And Jeff heard it. And anybody else listening to Jeff Sowes heard it too. So he's being heard by some. Now, I don't agree with him. I think, and again, as we've established, I think he's unhinged. But the point of that is not necessarily to say, haha, look at Cash Money, he's unhinged. I mean, I think he probably needs some help. He might need to go speak to a psychiatrist of some sort. But my point is that this is the type of thinking that you see the anger building. And this is what we see, and the kind of mindset that leads people to attack the Capitol. These are the type of the people that these conservative politicians, like your Marjorie Taylor Greens, like your Matt and Kate, the people who know that they can manipulate them into being even more angry. They grasp onto that anger and make it so that push it and push it and push it. And that, so when Trump goes, you need to go down to the Capitol and stop them. It doesn't matter that Trump might have made one comment of peacefully, because he's already riled them up, already got them angered, and he sent them on their way to the Capitol. What did he think was going to happen? This is the mindset of the Capitol protester, the Capitol invader. Cash Money is just representative of that. I don't know how you fix it. I don't know how we mend anything. I would love to be able to figure out how to mend the differences that have formed. Or maybe it's just impossible. Maybe the differences were always there and they just weren't as well seen because people didn't have the platforms. And that's the irony of the whole thing, is that he's complaining that he can't be heard. But he was heard. And because more people can be heard about the things the internet has enabled all these people to come together, and they can rile each other up and get them into a bigger volcano that's eventually going to explode. What's the solution? I don't know. I don't know how you solve that problem. I don't know how you solve the problem with extremists, left-wing extremists or right-wing extremists. I don't know how you do it. Is it possible to do so? Is it inevitable that at some point we're just going to fracture as a country? Because the differences are just so great that it can't sustain itself. Are we a house divided against each other? Can we know how long will we be able to stand if we act like that? Used to be, to me, if 9/11 happened today, 9/11 happened today, I don't think that we would see the same coming together that we saw 21 years ago. That's sad. Now, I don't want to see 9/11 happen, but it's sad that we can't just come together on certain basic things. There's just so much animosity and distrust between the sides that, you can't be a Republican in Congress and vote for one judicial candidate that's going to pass anyway, because you have to be a contrarian. You have to be a contrarian. You have to oppose every single thing. That's one of the things. I'll talk about Joe Biden, how my grandparents loved him. I talked about how I think he's basically a good person, a good man. But here's the thing. One thing I'll say about Joe Biden is I think he was a little naive. I think he remembers what it was like in the Senate when he was a senator before 2008. He remembers what that was like. He remembers going to the Senate cafeteria and talking about issues with his fellow senators, left wing and right wing. He remembers working together to do things that needed to be done for this country. Now, problem is he somewhat, he should also remember that as soon as Obama was elected, that the Republicans were like, nope, we aren't going to come operate. We're not going to do anything with him anymore. He should have remembered that, you know, the greatest, the big effing deal of the passage of the Affordable Care Act only happened because Democrats voted for it. And because one Republican senator switched parties to give us to give the Democrats the 60 votes they needed to bypass the filibuster and then use reconciliation for the rest. He seems to forget that because I guess that was only part of his service in government. But for most of his service in government, he was used to working with people on the other side of the aisle. He was used to working it, and people call him out on it now. But you know, he worked with people on all sides, all various beliefs. Because at the end of the day, he believed that everybody, you know, had the same goals. They just wanted to do what's right for the country, but they were just felt that it was accomplished in different ways. And I think he felt that if he became president, that maybe we could return to that civility. Maybe we could return to that way of governing. That he would be able to bring the Republicans and Democrats to the bargaining table and be able to work on things. And the Republicans have clearly shown they won't do it. They're not going to do it. They'll never do it. I don't know when the Republicans will ever do it again, because I don't know if they're just so far gone, the party with the elected officials, that they feel they have to. If they briefly agree with a Democrat on something, that they're going to be primary for somebody who will be a loyal Trump supporter, who will support the big lie, who will support the idea that Donald Trump is supposedly the duly elected president. Anyway, thank you very much, Robert. Appreciate it. Thank you for listening. Have a great night and weekend as well. Shout out to your family as well. Let's go ahead. We are going to go ahead and end this show now. I got stuff to do tonight as well. So this has been the end of this week's episode of Liberal Dan Radio, Talk from the Left, That's Right. Tune in each and every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central, blogtalkradio.com/liberaldan. At Liberal Dan Radio on Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook.com/Liberal Dan as well. There was one week this month in April that I will be maybe coming on live on a Thursday. I will let you know when that happens. It's probably the last week of the month. Last week, though, this is Dan Zimmerman with Liberal Dan Radio. Off to the left, that's right.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.